KGFX. Good morning, everybody. We're back with People in Your Neighborhood. Right now, I am joined by Shane Cramey from the Fort Pierre Chamber, and he's going to tell us a little bit about something that's a big event coming up this weekend.
Hey, good morning, Will. Thanks for having me.
It's great for you to be here. I'm happy to have you here.
Sure. We'll just step back a little bit to last weekend as we were thinking about past events, and just like to provide a big shout out to the Pierre Junior Shooters for helping host the South Dakota State 4-H BB gun and archery shooting event that took place in the Fort Pierre community. There was approximately 1,800 participants that are competitors that competed within the community. So a great event, took about 3 days, and we just want a huge shout out to the Pierre Junior Shooters for all that they do in South Dakota State shooting sports.
Wow, 1,800, that's a lot.
1,800, yeah, large economic impact for that event. So
absolutely.
Keep welcoming them here. And now as we move on for the upcoming event, which will be this weekend, it's the Race for the Roses, which will take place at the Stanley County Fairgrounds in historic Fort Pierre, South Dakota. It is a fundraiser for the Community Youth and Involved Center in Fort Pierre, and it's a great fundraiser that embraces our rich horse racing traditions, which I'm very well aware of. It's in our community, and it raises funds to support such programs as the Meals on Wheels and the After School program. And the event is based upon a random drawing with a number which correlates with an order of finish on these past random horse races. And the winners will win prizes while enjoying exciting horse racing action. I think the tickets are $75 at the door. And it includes a free drink ticket, the chance to try your luck at those horse races. Tremendous live entertainment. Can't say enough about that. Casey Hughes and the Wayward Travelers will be providing that entertainment once again as they have in the past. And there'll be a free wine and bourbon tasting plus hors d'oeuvres before the event. And you can come early. I think the doors open at 4:30. You can come in and watch the Kentucky Derby. You won't be able to wager on it, but you can watch the Kentucky Derby, enjoy those hors d'oeuvres, and just some conversation with some friends, and enjoy the atmosphere.
So what's the so it starts at 4:30. So what is the official end time? I know the party might continue, but
well, the dinner is at 6:00. But I would encourage everyone to arrive about 4:30, 5 o'clock, and be there to watch the Kentucky Derby on TV and. Just kind of enjoy that horse race because it's a large tradition, and that's a large part of the event is to enjoy that horse race.
Absolutely. I believe that people can also get the tickets in advance online.
They can.
At eventbrite.com. But just for everybody knows, I checked yesterday, and you do have to pay like a fee if you get them online. So
absolutely.
I just want to make people aware of that.
Yeah, I'm sure you can just show up at the Stanley County Fairgrounds and get your tickets and walk on in and keep it simple.
Yeah.
Or you can call Dusty Deal. I'm sure she'd like to visit with all of you about it.
Yeah. So is there a dress code for the event? Because I saw like on a flyer, it said something about, you know, like, hey, guys, get out your bow ties and ladies, get out your fancy
hats. It's not necessarily a dress code, but they encourage you to play the part and dress up as you would when you attend the Kentucky Derby. So there'll be, you can wear your top hats. Ladies can wear their hats and dress the part. Just enjoy the atmosphere and kind of supply that atmosphere.
So how long has this event been going on?
I believe this is the third or fourth year of the event, I believe it is, yes. So it's gaining steam and a great fundraiser and gaining momentum.
So that sounds like a great event. So everybody, you need to get your tickets for it, or you can just show up there at the door and get your tickets.
Sure, and we'll, as we move on, I encourage everyone to come to that event, but at the Expo Center, we will host the South Dakota Surplus Management Auction on May 15th as well. That'll be coming right up after the Race for the Roses. It'll feature over 60 vehicles plus many more items, and those vehicles will be driven through the Expo Center, so you can hear them run and view them, and you can show up early and get registered to get your bid car and just enjoy that auction as well and participate if you wish. And then coming right up, which is we're in May, then on June 1st will be the Casey Tibbs Match of Champions at the Stanley County Fairgrounds as well. And I know that board is working hard to prepare for hosting the Casey Tibbs Match of Champions. It is at the Stanley County Fairgrounds, and I believe there's $30,000 added extra this year in the purses. So that will draw a lot of good cowboys and a lot of good horses.
So is that a rodeo then?
Yes, it is rodeo.
Oh.
It is not a rodeo. It is a saddle bronc matched ride.
Oh yeah.
So it's head-to-head competition.
I can't wait for that then.
Well, we look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, absolutely, I'll be there because I love rodeo, bronc riding, bull riding, anything rodeo related, anything like that.
And they always have some other activities that occur before that bronc match, and they do some other things, and it's just a great time. I think everyone shows up about 5 o'clock and get your seats early, and you get that gold buckle seating, and just come on over and enjoy that fairgrounds atmosphere.
That's right. Can't wait then. So is there a website that people can go to, a Fort Pierre website?
You can go to the fortpierrechamber.com. You can go to that website. You can go to the City of Fort Pierre website. You can go to Fort Pierre Tourism. You can go to various websites. Just Google Fort Pierre, and there'll be several of them pop up, and they'll take you to where you need to go, and you can look up that information.
Okay, so sounds like there's some great events coming up. Well, I thank you for coming in this morning, Shane.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
Hey, have a good day.
Same to you.